Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're looking at why you really shouldn't put off servicing your car. We're taking a look at this recent article from Underwoods Motoring.
Oh yeah, Underwoods?
They're a dealership with locations all across the UK.
Yeah, all over the place.
And hopefully by the end of this deep dive, you'll be armed with all the knowledge you need to save some money and avoid some serious headaches down the line.
I like that, avoiding headaches. That's a good one.
So,
you know what's interesting is that Underwoods is connecting car maintenance to the current economic climate. Everyone's feeling the pinch right now.
Yeah.
And putting off that service might feel like a quick win.
Yeah.
But it could end up costing you way more in the long run.
Yeah, that makes sense. So how can putting off service end up costing us more money?
Well, think about it this way. Little issues.
Okay.
That you might be tempted to ignore those small issues, right?
Yeah.
Can easily become much bigger problems if you leave them. Let's say, for example, you skip an oil change. That might not seem like a huge deal right now.
Right.
But over time,
okay,
it can cause some serious damage to your engine.
Yeah.
In a worst case scenario, you could be looking at a complete engine replacement.
Oh, wow.
And that's a lot of money.
That's not a small expense.
No, it's not. And actually, did you know, just something as simple as rotating your tires can actually improve your gas mileage by up to 5%.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's money back in your pocket just for keeping up with basic maintenance.
That's amazing. So it's not just about these big replacements like an engine. It's also about keeping our cars running efficiently.
Exactly.
So engine replacement, not something I want to be doing.
Yeah.
But what about other less obvious costs of skipping maintenance? Are there any other examples where ignoring something small can lead to big problems?
Oh, absolutely. Take brake pads, for example.
Okay.
If you let those wear down too much,
right,
they can damage the brake rotors, which then also need to be replaced.
Oh.
And suddenly, what was a simple brake pad replacement becomes a way bigger repair bill.
Yeah. Wow. So it can really snowball.
It can snowball.
And the article also mentions that our cars won't perform as well if we delay maintenance. What kind of performance issues are we talking about?
Well, when your car is properly maintained, it's going to run smoothly and efficiently.
Okay.
But if you skip those services, you might start noticing that you're not getting as good of gas mileage.
Oh, yeah.
Or that your car feels a little bit sluggish when you try to accelerate. Ignoring your car's maintenance can really make a difference in how much you enjoy driving it.
Right, and how it actually functions.
Exactly.
It's almost like, you know, trying to run a marathon without training.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. You just can't expect it to perform at its best.
Yep.
The article also talks about safety hazards, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of a scary thought.
It is.
What are we risking when we don't keep up with our car maintenance?
It really comes down to this. How much is your safety worth?
Yeah.
You know, the article really highlights the importance of maintaining your brakes, your suspension, and your tires. For example, worn brake pads mean it takes you longer to stop. And that can directly increase your risk of getting in an accident.
Right.
And on top of that, you could end up with higher insurance premiums because you couldn't stop in time.
That makes sense. So it's not just about avoiding a big bill. It's about staying safe.
Absolutely.
What about steering and suspension? How do those factor into safety?
Well, if you neglect your steering or suspension parts.
Right.
It can make it much harder to control your car, especially in more challenging conditions. You know, driving with worn out suspension can make the car feel really unstable and pretty unpredictable.
That's not good.
And that's a risk I don't think any of us want to take.
No, absolutely not. Speaking of risks, what about our car just completely breaking down?
Ooh, nobody wants that. That dreaded breakdown.
Yeah.
The article mentions a few key components that can really increase the risk of a breakdown.
Okay, like what?
Your battery transmission and your alternator.
Yeah.
If you don't maintain those, you're much more likely to end up stranded somewhere.
That's a good point. Imagine breaking down in a dangerous situation.
Exactly.
Just because we skipped a checkup.
It's just not worth the gamble.
Yeah, it's not worth it. I think we've all had that panic moment when we realize our battery's dead and we need to jumpstart our car.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's usually just the tip of the iceberg.
It's like your car sending you a signal that something's not quite right.
Yeah.
Better to pay attention to those signals early on than to wait for a complete meltdown.
Right. And then there's all the added costs of a breakdown, like
towing, missing work, maybe missing appointments,
right?
Potentially even needing to rent a car while yours is being fixed. It all adds up.
Speaking of adding up, the article also mentions the impact on our car's resale value.
Oh, yeah.
If we put off maintenance.
If you decide to sell your car eventually.
Right.
a potential buyer is going to be much more wary of a car that hasn't been well maintained. They're going to be worried about hidden problems.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the cost of future repairs.
So they're not going to want to pay top dollar for a car that they think might be a money pit. So regular service is like an investment in our car's future. It's not just about keeping it running smoothly now, but also about making sure it holds its value over time.
Right.
And there's one more aspect that we haven't talked about yet, the environmental impact.
Oh, this is where things get interesting.
Okay.
A well-maintained car is going to be more fuel efficient.
Right.
And that means lower emissions.
I see.
So by staying on top of your services, you're actually reducing your carbon footprint.
So we're not just saving money and reducing stress.
Yeah.
We're also helping the planet.
It's a win-win.
It is. And there's one last point from the article that I think is super relevant today.
Okay.
Spare parts.
Oh, yeah.
With all the supply chain challenges.
Global supply chain challenges.
We're seeing that certain parts are becoming really hard to get. We're seeing it across so many industries. What does this have to do with car maintenance, though?
Well, if your car is well maintained, you're much less likely to need those super specific parts.
Okay.
That could be on back order for months.
Right.
If you're always playing catch up with repairs,
okay,
you're more likely to run into that problem.
So by being proactive about our car maintenance, we can actually navigate these supply chain issues better.
You got it.
Yeah.
It's like having a well-stocked pantry. You're prepared for whatever comes your way.
I like that analogy. Okay. I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Delaying car maintenance can lead to more expensive repairs,
mm-hmm.
poor performance, safety hazards, breakdowns, lower resale value, environmental impacts, and even supply chain issues.
That's a lot to consider.
It is.
Oh,
it seemed
yeah.
like regular car servicing is something that we shouldn't take lightly.
You're absolutely right. It might seem like a small thing, but those regular checkups and services
yeah.
really can make a huge difference in the long run.
I think it's time for us to move on to the next part of our deep dive.
Yeah.
And start looking at some specific tips and strategies
okay.
to keep our cars in top shape.
Sounds good. Let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay, so we know that regular maintenance is key. But what does that actually look like?
Right.
What's involved? How often should we be taking our cars in for service?
Well, this is where that owner's manual comes in handy.
Okay.
You know that little booklet?
Yeah.
It's packed with information about your specific car,
right.
including the recommended service schedule.
Recommended service schedule.
You might have to dust it off a bit. It might be tucked away in your glove box, but it's worth taking a look.
Okay, so step one, find that manual.
Find that manual.
But those things can be a little technical. What kind of information should we be looking for?
Well, you'll find all the info about the recommended intervals for things like oil changes.
Okay.
Tire rotations, brake inspections, fluid checks.
Mm-hmm.
Usually those intervals are based on mileage or time,
okay.
whichever comes first.
So it's not just about taking our car in once a year.
No, not necessarily.
There's a bit more nuance to it.
There is. Some services might need to be done more often, especially if you drive a lot or in tougher conditions, like if you're towing heavy loads frequently.
Okay.
Or if you're driving off-road a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Your car's going to need those oil changes and suspension checks more frequently.
So it's about tailoring the maintenance to our driving habits
yeah.
and the conditions we drive in.
Exactly.
What about those dashboard warning lights? Are those a pretty good sign that something needs attention?
Oh, absolutely. Modern cars are really smart these days.
Yeah.
They have all sorts of sensors and computers that can tell you when certain services are due.
Right.
So pay attention to those warning lights. They're there to help you.
Okay, so they're not just decoration.
Not just decoration.
It's our car trying to communicate with us.
Exactly.
Even with all this technology, though,
yeah.
is it still important to have a trusted mechanic?
Oh, absolutely. A good mechanic is worth their weight in gold. They can spot those potential problems early on. Before they turn into big, expensive headaches,
yeah.
they're like a doctor for your car.
I like that.
They have the knowledge and the tools to diagnose and treat any issues.
Okay, so finding a good mechanic is key. How do we go about choosing one?
Well, word of mouth is always a good place to start.
Okay.
You know, ask your friends and family, colleagues for recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
You can also look online for reviews and ratings, but, you know, take those with a grain of salt. They can be a little subjective.
What about those quick lube places? Are those a good option for basic maintenance?
You know, they can be convenient
yeah.
for things like oil changes,
yeah.
but they might not have the same level of expertise
yeah.
as a dedicated mechanic.
So convenience versus expertise.
Yeah.
For more complex stuff, it sounds like a trusted garage is the way to go.
I would say so. Having a good relationship with your mechanic can really pay off in the long run.
How so?
When you have a mechanic you trust, you know, they have your best interest in mind. Mm. You can communicate openly with them, ask questions without feeling intimidated.
It's all about that open communication and trust.
Exactly.
We talked about how neglecting maintenance can lead to bigger repair costs down the line. But are there any preventative measures we can take?
Oh, yeah. There are definitely things you can do to be proactive, like checking your tire pressure regularly.
Okay.
That's a really simple step.
Yeah.
But it can make a big difference in extending the life of your tires and improving fuel efficiency.
But we can do that at home, right?
Absolutely. You can get a tire pressure gauge at any auto parts store. And a lot of gas stations have air pumps available, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Just check your owner's manual for the recommended tire pressure.
Okay.
Make it a habit to check your tires once a month.
Once a month. Easy peasy.
What about fluid levels?
Oh, yeah. Fluid levels are important, too. Make sure you're keeping an eye on your oil,
okay,
coolant, brake fluid, transmission fluid.
Top them off as needed.
So it's about being attentive and catching those little things before they turn into big problems.
Exactly.
What about washing our car? Does that count as preventative maintenance?
You might be surprised to hear this, but...
Really?
Washing and waxing your car can actually help prevent rust and corrosion.
Right.
Which saves you money on repairs later on.
Wow. I never thought of it that way.
Think of it like giving your car a little protective shield against the elements.
Okay. So it's all about these small things.
Mm-hmm.
That can make a big difference in the long run.
It really is.
Awesome. Okay. I think that's a good place to pause for now. We talked about the importance of regular maintenance, finding a trusted mechanic, and some of those easy preventative measures. That can save us some serious cash and headaches down the line. Where should we go from here?
Well, you know, we've given our listeners a lot to think about, but there's one more crucial aspect of car maintenance that we need to address, and that's tires.
Tires.
It's a topic that often gets overlooked, but it's so important.
Okay. Yeah, I have to admit, I'm guilty of not giving my tires much thought. Let's dive into that in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, so we're back. Ready to talk tires?
Yes.
I have to admit, I usually don't give my tires much thought
beyond
making sure they have enough air in them.
Well, tires are actually really important. They play a huge role in how your car performs, how it handles, and most importantly, how safe it is.
So they're the connection between our car and the road.
They are the connection.
All right, so what's the most important thing we need to know about our tires?
Well, first, you need to make sure you have the right type of tire for your car.
Okay.
And for the kind of driving you do. There are all-season tires, summer tires, winter tires.
Right. Yeah.
They're all designed for different weather and road conditions.
So it's kind of like choosing the right shoes. You wouldn't wear sandals in a blizzard.
Exactly.
So using the wrong tires could actually be dangerous.
It could be. You could compromise your handling, your braking, even your safety. Okay, so step one is making sure we have the right tires. What else should we be looking out for?
Well, tread depth is really important.
Tread depth.
That's what gives you grip on the road. It helps you brake, accelerate, and corner safely.
Okay.
When your tread wears down, you lose grip, especially in wet or icy conditions.
And how can we tell if our tread is getting low?
There's a really easy trick.
Okay.
You can use a penny.
A penny.
Yeah, take a penny.
Right.
And stick it in the tread groove with Lincoln's head upside down.
Upside down.
If you can see the top of his head, it's time for new tires.
Wow. That's super helpful.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to check my tires later.
Mm.
We talked about tire pressure before, too. How do we know what the right pressure is for our tires?
You can usually find that information in your owner's manual or look for a sticker on the driver's side door jamb.
Okay. And we should be checking the pressure pretty regularly.
Yeah. Tire pressure can actually change with the temperature.
Oh, really?
So it's good to check it at least once a month.
Once a month. Okay.
Underinflated tires can wear out faster and make your car less fuel efficient.
Oh, wow.
And overinflated tires can make your ride bumpy and uncomfortable and even increase the risk of a blowout.
So keeping our tires at the right pressure is a win-win.
It is.
Safer, longer-lasting tires and better fuel economy.
Exactly.
What about tire rotation? I've heard of that, but I'm not really sure what it is.
Well, it's basically just moving your tires to different positions on your car.
Okay.
So they wear more evenly. It can really help extend the life of your tire.
So they're taking turns carrying the weight?
Exactly.
How often should we rotate them?
Most mechanics recommend every 5,000 to 8,000 miles.
Okay.
So that's roughly every other oil change.
All right. So easy enough to remember.
Yeah.
Tire type, tread, depth, pressure, rotation. Anything else we should be looking at when it comes to tires?
It's always good to just give your tires a quick visual inspection every now and then. Just look for any cuts, bulges, cracks,
okay,
or anything embedded in the tread. If you see anything that looks out of the ordinary, take it to a mechanic.
So it's about being proactive.
Oh.
And catching those small things before they become big problems.
Exactly.
I feel like that's been the theme of this whole deep dive.
It has been.
We've learned why regular car maintenance is so important. We've talked about finding a trusted mechanic and all those little preventative measures that can help us avoid big, expensive repairs.
Okay.
We even did a deep dive into tires.
We did.
It's all about protecting our safety, our wallets, and even the planet.
It is. And with that in mind, I'd like to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
When was the last time you checked your car's owner's manual for the recommended service schedule?